Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm Rob Adams. Today, we are excited to be joined by Joe Suleman, Managing Director of Diversa Partners. Mr. Suleman works closely with founders, CEOs, and boards to execute critical executive leadership searches for the fastest growing companies in the technology sector. Today, Mr. Suleman joins us to discuss the crypto and Web3 revolution and how it is impacting the war for talent. Mr. Suleman also shares what skills are being sought after and how talent in this sector is being compensated. Joe, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Rob. Doing really well. Really appreciate the intro and good to be here.
Well, for me, this is going to be educational because I've heard so much about crypto. I don't entirely understand it, so I look forward to you kind of breaking it all down for us. Let's dive right in. With the world's attention now turning to crypto and Web3, is this new revolution intensifying the hunt for executive level talent?
Competition for hiring best-in-class talent is heating up across all sectors within technology. It's the most competitive hiring market I've seen in the 8 years I've been here at Diversa. So, you know, the competition is fierce. And if you're a CEO, the counsel we're giving founders, hiring managers, CEOs is that making an executive hire, your shopping window really needs to shrink and your buying window should be a few weeks into your search. Is competition concentrated in crypto and Web3? I would say yes, for a couple of reasons. First, the number of companies raising money in Web3 is accelerating at an incredible rate. Over $33 billion of new investment from venture firms were made in 2021 into crypto Web3 markets. Q4 saw $10 billion alone, which is more than the entire prior year of 2020. So new companies are getting funded, growing companies are raising more money. And with that new capital, they're going to invest in growth and new executive leadership is needed to drive that growth. The second reason I think competition is heating up, you know, I talk to and everyone at my firm talks to executives every single day who used to be skeptics. And now they only want to hear about crypto and Web3. The market on the margins has accepted Web3, as here to stay. So, you know, there are really unique fundamentals in these Web3 businesses that allow companies to scale at breakneck pace. They're path to liquidity is materially quicker than Web 1 or Web 2 companies, primarily due to the tokenization and listing on platforms like Polygon, Coinbase. And we're seeing legitimate businesses really hit an exciting level of scale like OpenSea, FTX, and many others. So candidates are flooding the market. The market is growing. Venture dollars are flooding the market. It's a perfect storm for a competitive executive hiring landscape. But that's exciting, in my opinion. Let's our CEOs maintain an exceedingly high bar for these hires.
Where are these new blockchain and crypto executives coming from, and what is prompting them to make the switch?
Good question. In short, they're coming from best-in-class organizations, building innovative products and solutions and taking them through hypergrowth. No different than searches we at Diversa have been executing against for over the last few decades. We've been very busy in the last 24 months, I would say, in crypto and Web3, building leadership teams for these businesses. It's not like, though, we can go recruit these executives out of last generation's best Web3 companies. This is the pioneering group of leaders that will build companies that are the first of their kind. So to answer your question in another way, where are they coming from? In part depends on the function. Be it engineering, marketing, product, operations, finance, one common theme among these Web3 companies that we're working with is many of them are growing at breakneck speed. They're growing so fast. So where do we look? We look at companies that have seen that movie before. Those are leaders that have been drivers in hypergrowth environments previously. And, you know, it turns us to companies like Uber, Airbnb, Dropbox, Snap, Atlassian, and you know, why are they ready to make the switch? I think we've seen enough cycles now to know crypto's here to stay. We're starting to see real market application in the technology. My honest opinion is that Web3 hasn't really been, you know, marketing hasn't been nailed in Web3. And the marketers have been marketing technology more than the utility. You never saw Uber marketing their tech stack or Dropbox marketing their security layers. They market very well the use case of their products. And as we're starting to see Web3 companies letting the second wave of adopters get excited about their usability, we're seeing adoption happening quicker than we ever have before.
Remarkable answers. Thanks, Joe. That's all great stuff. What are the most sought after skills to land a job in Web3 when you're coming from a more traditional tech or finance position?
Yeah, great question. I would say first and foremost, you have to be curious, and not curious on your first call with the founder, curious after you hang up the phone with the recruiter. If you're talking to OpenSea, go buy an NFT. If you're talking to Polygon, open a wallet, make a few trades, use the product, pay attention to the stories in the market, join the Discord channels that will keep you informed. Founders don't want to tell you the basic function of their product when they're first meeting you. They're willing and eager to go deep into their usability, their technology, their growth capabilities, but candidates need to come with some foundational knowledge or it'll be an uphill battle, in my opinion. Furthermore, it really depends on the function you're recruiting for. Marketing, we've been really busy. As I mentioned, I think they can be doing this better across Web3. You're going to be a category creating marketer coming in, someone who can build and leverage communities to help scale a business. If you're hiring for product, you're going to understand complicated distributed ecosystems, how to pull those together to leverage consumer and B2B outcomes. And then, you know, engineering, I think, is the most fun because these are executives that are now the backbone for these companies. They are going to set the bar for the caliber of future leadership team that will be built. And they're coming from complicated enterprise ecosystems, payment systems, even gaming. And odds are, whether you see it on their LinkedIn or not, they've been involved in crypto or Web3 projects already.
How does compensation compare?
It's not too different, to be honest. Base salaries, though there are some differences. And let me tell you what those are that you should pay attention to. Base salaries are going to be competitive, but you can draw comps from Web2 base salaries and bonuses, and they're going to look mostly the same on a cash basis. The biggest difference is going to be execs are getting paid in tokens, not options now. So there are a few factors that I would counsel you to pay really close attention to if you're considering joining a Web3 company. Speed to liquidity. Are they listed on Polygon or Coinbase already? Because in effect, that's a publicly traded company, even though they aren't on NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange, but they could be liquid or they could be in a few weeks listed on one of those platforms. There's a fixed supply versus dilution of options. You can issue new shares whenever you raise a new round of funding. These projects have a fixed supply of token, and that will never change in the existence of that entire company. And then what I think is really interesting, there's no preferred stack. So all tokens perform the same way, unlike a preference stack versus common shares in Web2 companies. So there's some real advantages to exec compensation structure when it's paid in tokens, not just options.
Wow. A tremendous knowledge base, by the way, Joe. Really learning a lot here. Cool. According to a recently published Fortune article, it was stated that, quote, it's actually a career risk if you don't move into the crypto Web3 space, unquote. What are your thoughts on this statement?
I think it's great. I think it's a bold statement. I don't think it's completely binary, but if I were forced to agree or disagree, I would lean towards agreeing, but only in part. I don't think every business in the world should or could exist in Web3. I'm sure you will start to see, you know, DoorDash and Uber Eats in the metaverse, but good luck filling your stomach in VR. There are so many exciting fintech and biotech companies that are still growing wildly fast that aren't built on the blockchain. I think those are businesses that will pay very close attention to that technology. And if it can benefit their business model, they'll absolutely incorporate that software. But let's put it this way. The market's growing. It's something you have to pay attention to. And no one's going to fault you for leaving a FANG-type company and joining a high-growth private Web3 business. Diversa Partners' portfolio of searches, I would say, really is a good barometer of where venture dollars and private equity dollars are going. And I wouldn't be surprised if in the next 12 months, half the companies we're working with are either directly or tangentially tied to Web3.
Interesting. Anything else you'd like to add as we begin to wrap up here today?
You got the best voice in the game, man. I'm jealous of that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Great information. Really is great information, Joe. I have to ask, because I've highlighted the knowledge base a few times. Where is that coming from? How are you learning all of this?
Yeah, there's it's curiosity for one. I've gone joined a couple Discord communities, so it's just basically a chat group that they'll put articles in if you search for a particular token, Solana or Dogecoin or whoever it is. There's going to be a Discord chat group that you can join, and there are articles flying around there all the time. I would encourage everyone to read the Massari report. It comes out end of year every year, and it's fantastic. It's pretty dense, 150 some odd pages to read through, but there's a great wealth of information in that report that comes out at the end of the year every year. And maybe cliche to say, but you know, 10 years ago, my Twitter feed was all athletes. Now it's all crypto investors. So I think paying close attention on Twitter is a really good outlet for information as well.
Yeah, I'm guilty of a lot of athletes and teams on my Twitter feed as well, and a baseball game playing in the background as we're recording, so I completely understand. Joe, thanks so much for coming on the show today to share your insights on talent in the crypto and Web3 industries. I did really learn a lot. Great stuff.
Awesome. Thanks, Rob. It was a lot of fun.
It was a great first look for the Talent Talks platform into the industries, and we hope you join us on future episodes. That's all the time we have here today. Alongside Joe Suleiman of Diversa Partners, I'm Rob Adams, and this has been Talent Talks.